Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There are some things you just don't do.
Okay.
As a man, you don't do.
All right.
You don't steal from a friend.
Yeah.
You don't go around starting fights.
Mm-hmm.
And you never hit on another man's wife.
Yes.
That last one, it's caused a problem in the Duffy household.
What happened?
Well, my wife recently shared something with me.
Mm-hmm.
Something that has me ready to cancel a service at our house and find something new. Because I don't need a service that employs men like this. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Got done with work on Friday.
Yeah.
And my wife was dying to tell me something when I saw her.
What happened?
So you know my wife loves her garden.
Yeah, yeah.
And her flowers and all that. She tells me, she's off on Fridays, that she was outside in her garden in the front yard working when our garbage guy drives by. Friday's garbage day, right? And she was bent over doing something in the garden. And she heard one of the guys on the garbage truck say, so she could hear it, quote, "You better be careful. You're going to cause an accident."
Really?
Call my wife a liar?
No, I'm not.
Okay, no, you said really? You calling my wife a liar?
Like, you're just surprised somebody would say that out loud.
Yeah.
Over the roar of a garbage truck.
So he yelled it.
I don't know what happened. She said, I heard him say, "You better be careful. You're going to cause an accident," to my wife bent over in her flowers.
Okay.
Dude is straight up hitting on my wife.
Oh, yeah.
In our front yard.
Yes. Very bold.
Can't while mistake on the that. Clock.
Yeah, okay.
He's a garbage man with a dirty mouth.
Who saw that coming? So my wife is telling me this story, and she's laughing about it. And she's trying to get a reaction out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's telling me this story.
Yeah.
Which she did. Because I've spent the last 3 days looking into finding a different garbage company.
It's a little overreacting.
Is it over? Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
You're going to get another garbage company. You don't even get the same guys all the time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, fine. That's not true. Sometimes
you're just doing it because you're going to make a statement.
Yeah. You just hit on my wife. Okay. Well,
you're fired.
What are you?
You'll never pick up trash in this town again, buddy.
What are you trying to accomplish there as the garbage man? You don't just say that out loud, man.
I understand.
You're right. It's inappropriate. But, I mean, is your wife upset
about it? No, she thinks.
I mean, like, I could understand you changing if your wife's like, "I feel comfortable.
Yes.
I would like to change."
No, she got
services.
His number.
But, like, if she kind of thinks it's just funny, maybe you just let it go.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Yeah, she thinks it's funny. She told me to get a rise out of me, and she thinks I'm overreacting because I want a new garbage company. But I do not think I'm overreacting. You don't hit on...
I mean, but people probably hit on your wife all the time.
Oh, no, I hear...
I mean, you would be out of services. You would have nowhere to go.
There's a difference. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, even patients that come in, she probably hears it sometimes.
But there's a difference between, like, "You're beautiful" and... Damn, because that's pretty much what that is.
Yes.
Staring at her ass, you're going to cause an accident. No, no, no.
But it kind of makes you look, you know, shallow and overreacting by doing this.
No, overreacting would have been to go to the garbage company and been like, "This is my address. Let me talk to who's
there." All right,
get him out of here, sir.
And it's such a pain in the ass, like, getting new garbage company.
I'd rather a pain in the ass than the other potential situation here.
Because then you got to cancel, right? Mm-hmm. You going to tell them why you're canceling?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're
not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to tell them.
Let me tell you something. Vulgar language coming out of your smelly trucks.
Well, I mean, all right, let me ask you this.
All right.
All right, Tommy. Let's say your wife, you come home today and she tells you, "I was outside, I was bent over," and the garbage man goes, "Damn, Gonna cause an accident out there.
Yeah. What would I say?
What are you doing?
It's not Friday.
I wouldn't be upset about this. It wouldn't bother you.
I wouldn't show my emotions.
Oh no.
Which is easy for me because I usually don't anyway.
So you don't love your wife?
I do, but I'm not. But I know.
No, doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like.
But I know what's going on here, and I'm not playing the game.
What's going on?
Because she either wants a reaction,
uh-huh,
or she wants me to be like pissed off, or yes.
Oh, wise one, please go on about how good you are at dealing with women. Four engagement rings. You're like the Dallas Cowboys of engagements. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Let's say, and I know this is a really, really, really far stretch,
yeah,
but you're outside, the garbage man hits on you.
Okay.
Because he's blind? How does he steer the truck?
It's really bad. They keep crashing into things in the street.
So he actually could cause an accident.
Don't tag your own joke or call you ugly. It doesn't work. Kimmy, let's say you tell your husband you got hit on by the garbage man,
yeah,
and he wants to cancel the garbage service. Do you think he's overreacting?
Yeah. I mean, again, if I would... I would expect him to want to cancel if I came in upset, like he would do it for me. I wouldn't think, though, if like I just kind of laughed it off and said no big deal. Like, I don't think he would go to the trouble of canceling it.
But then why even tell him if you're just laughing it off?
No, it's happened.
Like, it's like Tommy said. Okay.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks, I'm waiting patiently. On Friday, I see my wife after work.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the garden. Bent over working on some flowers, garbage guys came by, and according to her, loud enough for her to hear it,
mm-hmm,
one of the garbage men said, let me pull up the quote, because I wrote the quote down so I wouldn't go over. You better be careful. You're going to cause an accident.
Right.
That's what he said to my wife, bent over in the garden. I want a new garbage company.
Okay.
I will not stand for
this. Are you sure she wasn't actually doing something that would cause an accident?
30 feet away from the road?
No.
Bill's on CMF. Hey, Bill, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Bill. What do you got?
First off, if you call the garbage company and complain, this guy will be a legend at the shop. That he got somebody to call.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I'm just canceling silently. I will only complain into a microphone for all of Rochester to hear.
90-some degrees. He's driving the biggest, smelliest thing. And you're worried about him hitting out.
Wait, he was on Pat's mom?
Just take it as a compliment.
I'm not worried about him taking my wife, man. I am saying there are some things you just don't do.
No.
You don't hit on another man's wife.
You are worried about him because otherwise you wouldn't care.
Okay, this would not bother. Are you married, Bill?
Was.
Was. Not married anymore. What, you run off with the garbage man because you didn't do nothing about it, damn minute, boy?
Yeah, that's what happened.
I ain't taking no advice from no Bill that can't hold on to his lady. That's what I'm saying, Bill.
All righty.
Bill,
you should take it as a compliment, though, because your wife is a very attractive lady.
Thank you, Bill. Listen, I'm going to hang this up before it gets weird. Thank you for the call. There goes Bill. Your wife is a very attractive lady.
She's real pretty.
I like French fried potatoes. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to, all right, I'm sure this is going to be a great call.
All right.
Based on the name we have here for him. Chucky Love is on CMF. Hey, Chucky, how are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing, fellas?
What up?
Kimmy. Well, dude, I think it makes you look weak and insecure that you're upset about it, pal.
Why is that?
Because, well, dude, if your wife's that hot, you should be proud that you're man enough to make that your wife.
Okay.
And, you know, so next Friday, get home early, so you're there when the garbage guy goes by, give him a little wave.
Can I take my shirt off while I do it?
Say again?
Should I take my shirt off while I do it?
Yeah, why not, dude? Maybe get like a Buffalo, like a fake Buffalo Bills tattoo. Make you look real manly, you know?
Okay, thanks, Chucky. Have a good rest of the day. God. All right.
All right.
Scott writes us on Instagram. Duffy, you need to take Friday off, wear a pair of Daisy Dukes when they come by, and bend over. How you like that for stopping traffic?
Okay.
My white, pale Irish ass.
Here's my big old man ass.
All right. Can we talk about something else?
What's up?
Because Chucky brings something up, and I understand how I sound right now. 252-WCMF. I do not think of myself as a jealous man. I'm not someone who's constantly keeping track of my wife.
Mm.
She doesn't ask permission to do things, nor do I insist she tells me where she's going when we leave.
Whatever.
I mean, I trust her 100%. Yet whenever stuff like this happens, when she gets hit on, because Kimmy, you're right. Yes, this happens on it. Okay.
Yeah.
She insists on telling me. She insists on running home and telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like she wants me to get jealous. And I don't normally get jealous. And this isn't even jealousy. It's just the respect thing.
But you also have a job where you get a lot of attention from people in general.
Suck.
So, I mean, it could be something.
It's validation.
Yeah.
It's outside of the house validation.
Thank you, lady. Thank you, woman who has experience with this that I was asking the question for.
Well, it could be her, like, reminding you, like, hey, I also get attention. Plenty of it.
Okay, of course.
That always a Pat Duffy show.
Is it
get
also?
Off the stage.
In my defense, I haven't worn yoga pants in the front yard while working in the garden yet.
Is it also bothering you more that it happened at your own house? Because I think that could also be feeding into it. Where, like, if it happens out somewhere, fine. But it's the fact that, like, it happened in your own
driveway.
It's a drive-by. Yeah. Yes. Like, I get it. And we're just sorry. This is somebody's home. We're raising a family here. This is where my family is raised.
Children and dogs.
Look, I guess what I'm getting at, Kimmy, is do women want men to react this way when they tell them they get hit on? Because every wife and girlfriend runs right to their boyfriend or husband. Do you want us to get jealous? Because I don't get jealous in other situations.
I don't know if she wants to get jealous. She just wants you to be reminded.
Tommy?
Yes.
Do women base how much their guys care about them on how jealous we get in situations?
I think they do.
Oh.
I think they kind of do.
Kimmy, would you agree with that?
I think she'd be worried if you weren't a little jealous. Like, if you were, like, really cool with it, like, if my husband was, like, so cool with it that he didn't care, that
brings out a beer to the garbage man next week. Yeah!
That may be a little alarming for your relationship. I think you want a hint of jealousy.
So females equate love with jealousy.
Yes.
That's weird.
In some ways.
That is weird.
I want you to care.
What do you think the house and the jobs and everything we do, that's not enough?
Okay, time out. Yeah. You live in your wife's house, so...
You talk all the time about guys that gave that to their families and then went out and cheated, so no, that's not enough.
Well, don't base it on my creepy friends, but the general public.
No, because you're the one making the point. She makes a valid point here. I mean, there was this weird time, where themes in movies like pre-1990, they would show how much a guy cared about a woman based on how much ass he would kick if someone said something to them.
Okay.
Do I need to start kicking ass?
No, it's called assault.
Okay, yeah, I get it. No. But
it's jail time.
There's a fine line between jealousy and psychopath.
Oh, we got more.
Hey, buddy.
Hey! Hey! Cut it out!
Yeah.
More Instagram messages coming in. My wife out in the yard on Friday, working in the garden. She's bent over doing something in the flowers. According to her, the garbage men drove by. One of them said, so she could hear it, be careful. You're going to cause an accident. Talking about my wife's ass, and she tells me about this, and I go, oh, really? Well, now it's time for me to find a new garbage company. And I've been Googling this, and she thinks I'm overreacting, but don't tell me if that's how you think I'm going to be.
Do you want to know what the guy looks like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would it bother you more if he was handsome?
Handsomer than me?
Yes.
Impossible.
Like regular-looking dude.
Got that?
Yeah, I got that.
Would have been good if we nailed it. Chrissy writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. She says, funny, I was scrolling through Instagram last week, saw a picture of your family at a baseball game. My first reaction was, how the hell did he get her? Thank you, Chrissy. Yeah. Thank you.
That's a normal thought.
You know what? Shut up. You know what really sucks? This never happens to me. No garbage man ever compliments my ass.
Yes.
No, but I rarely get hit on by women, just like you rarely get hit on by women.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
So it's not like I can come running back to my wife on a regular basis and be like, hey, women think I'm attractive too.
Mm-hmm.
That being said,
yes,
my wife can get very jealous, but I have no way of predicting when it's going to happen.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Do other men deal like this?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a common female thing?
Yeah.
Like, if the wrong woman starts laughing at something too hard that I say, if the wrong woman, like, makes, like, physical contact, like, touches my arm or my shoulder while we're interacting and my wife is there, stuff like that, I will hear about it later. But there is no rhyme or reason to what that woman looks like, what situation we're in.
Yes.
Sometimes she's totally fine with it. Other times, random.
She just senses something.
It's just some random emotion that just kind of sits there.
What the hell is that about?
I don't know.
And again, my wife has never told me, you can't go out and do something. She's not tracking me. She never calls me like, where are you? What are you doing?
So you think.
But she's not jealous like that. Yeah. But Kimmy, every once in a while, like, when's the last time you were jealous involving your husband?
Jealous. I mean, it happens occasionally. Like, there have been women that hit on my husband right in front of me. And I think I'm more upset about the boldness of it than anything.
But does it make you jealous?
I think it would if he fed into it more.
Okay.
So he doesn't play it up.
No.
Right.
No, he's good about keeping his distance.
So if you saw him as flirting?
Yeah, maybe if I saw him flirting more, it would definitely make me jealous.
But you'd be more upset with him, not with her.
Both.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Especially if he's wearing his wedding ring, you know?
Oh, but he's also wearing his firefighter stuff. And you know what they say? Boy. Firefighter shirt negates wedding ring.
Yeah, it's over.
It's true. And think about it. I mean, he's got a place to sleep overnight if he wanted to.
The firehouse?
Yeah. I mean, he's shirtless in that calendar. That guy will definitely cause an accident.
Like, your dad probably got hit on a bunch.
My dad?
Well, he's a tall, good-looking guy, yeah. And that's back in the day, bro.
Kick-ass mustache, too. And he had all the Zubaz shorts.
But think about back in the day, how things were compared to now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I got that fanny pack on. Walk around Darien Lake.
He's got the high socks.
Oh, yeah, with high top sneakers. L.A. Gears, baby. Only for the hottest of dads.
The boy was a stud.
Yeah.
Still is, in my opinion. She's surrounded by good-looking men.
Yes.
252 WCMF.
Except here.
Let's talk to Redneck. Hey, Redneck, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. You need to stop being so damn insecure. Take a lesson from Kimmy and just lay back and let it slide. I don't know why you're being so insecure.
It's not about insecurity. It's about the fact that a man would have such little disrespect for my home to hit on my wife in our front yard.
Hit on your wife and touching your toter at the same time.
Toter touching and wife hitting her on her.
Listen, would you rather have it at your home while you're gone or while you're out having dinner and him stop by your table and say, hey, you have a hot wife?
Well, that's different than you're going to cause.
No, it's not. It's not the same.
It absolutely is.
It is the same.
No, it's not. Here's the difference. You looking at my wife's ass and making a comment is different than you got a hot wife. I would take you got a hot wife as a compliment. If he told my wife, tell your husband he's got a hot wife, that would be a different story. It's this whole, damn, that's the difference.
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
You'll never say it on the air. You'll probably say it off the air to Kimmy and Tommy, but did you get laid that night?
Oh, I get laid every night, buddy.
Yeah, right. Red-haired, red beard, Irish eating ass did not get laid.
I get so much laid. It's not even funny. Like they're all like, "Hey, you're getting laid too much." I'm like, "No, there's no such thing." Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest. What kind of question? You're not gonna answer this question. Did you get laid? You're not gonna answer this question. Let me ask it.
Did you do it?
Did you do it?
Did you do it?
By the way, I actually totally did it that night. Joke's on you. We did it.
Is that because she was more into it because she got hit on?
I don't. Stop. Don't put that in my head.
Oh,
don't put that in my head.
She did about herself.
I hadn't even thought about that. Let's not go down that road.
Okay.
Rob writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. The best part of this segment is the fact that Kimmy has never happened, that this has never happened to Kimmy, so she had to figuratively give her opinion of this situation versus sharing a past experience. Have you ever been hit on in front of your husband?
I don't think so.
It takes a lot of squinting. There's gonna be something over.
Wait a minute. You've been married. You've been married for how long?
So almost 6 years.
And in the time you've been dating and married to your husband,
yeah,
no one has.
I can't think of a time where somebody hit on me in front of him.
Okay, when's the last time you got hit on?
Just in general.
End of sentence.
It's been a while. I don't have a memory of the last time it happened.
All right.
It's not even a joke now.
It's
just mean.
I
don't want to hurt her feelings.
I don't know.
Okay.
You wear a lot of fleece. That might help. You take.
I wear a lot of fleece.
Well, no. Hold on. Now we have to remember.
Did you just go like this? Like I didn't know what fleece was.
Well, just in case. That's sign language for fleece, right?
We had that creepy dude from California call back-to-back days and said he was in love.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
He was in prison.
Yeah. Maybe I just block it out when it really creeps me out.
It's got to be getting hit on so much you can't even remember it happened so often.
The line of fellers.
Ashley writes us on Instagram. See, I'm glad I'm hearing from ladies here, except for Kimmy.
Yeah.
Kimmy sucks. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Garbage man. It may be silly or funny in the moment, but you have someone who knows your address and frequents your home. It's creepy.
No, I didn't think of that.
For my family's safety.
Okay. But you can smell the guy coming. I mean, one thing a garbage man can't do is sneak up.
Yeah, well, he could come back later after a shower in a different car.
Okay.
I would assume.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, too?
What's it?
Like, I think I'm too lazy to actually pull the trigger on this.
Man, did you, like, go get another service and cancel?
I got to, like, give him my can back. I got to wash out the can. I don't want to wash out my can.
You don't have to wash them out.
Oh, you just leave it back there? Oh, yeah. Make that guy take it all dirty. Ha, who's causing accidents now?
Enjoy that,
smart
buddy.
Guy. All right, 252 WCMF. We'll wrap it up with Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
So if your wife decides to start having you like hang off the back of the Honda Pilot or something like that,
uh-huh,
then you might have a little worried, you know, something to worry about.
Okay. But now I have nothing to worry about.
Well, you do it because you're being such a little bitch about this.
Okay, bro, a guy with your voice, like, you're not going to come in here and tell me I'm overreacting. Because I'm sure if a woman you even had a crush on.
My wife likes garbage men, and I'm getting all upset about it. I'm going to find a new garbage company.
That's actually exactly what I think.
It's just describing the story. Mark, when's the last time a woman you were with got hit on?
All the time.
All the time.
Okay, we tell you.
My girlfriend gets hit on all the time. I mean, I don't love it, but I tell you what. So every once in a while, I'll get a little upset about it, and she'll be like, "Oh, settle down. I don't like it when you get angry about when guys hit on me." Uh-huh. But then every once in a while, like last week, I'm like, some guy said something to her. I'm like, I'm gonna knock that guy's teeth out. And she was actually like, ooh, I kind of like that. So I don't understand. Sometimes she likes when I get upset about mm-hmm. it. Sometimes she does.
Well, it's interesting you bring it up that because it turns out, oh, my name is Mark, and I'm a scared of bigger, scarier men that are hitting up my girlfriend, and I'm playing off like I'm a tough guy, but now I'm a skinny-ass, weak-ass little bitch, so I got, like, tough guy voice, but I won't do anything about it because I'm a scared-ass, bitch-ass bitch. You ain't got a party boat no more, man. You ain't got nothing to offer.
Oh, I got all sorts to offer.
All right.
All sorts.
Mark, great call, buddy. Thanks, bud.
See you later.
Have a good rest of the day.
All the time.
I was thinking about doing something. I didn't do something. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Look, I get this sounds scandalous,
yeah,
and it may be an actual scandal. It also seems like a pretty easy thing for a powerful guy with a job that anyone in the world would want to spin out of this. Yet, he's without a job this morning.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The NFL season is right around the corner. The Bills start training camp, first public practice on Thursday. But there's behind-the-scenes things that happen.
So who got canned?
Lloyd Howell Jr. was the head of the NFL Players Association. He was the executive director and chairman of the board.
All right.
So that is a big-time money job.
Union job. Right?
Yes, it's a big, powerful period job, like rubbing shoulders with like the president of the United States of America.
Damn.
Powerful job. Like you want this gig, and when you get this gig, you hold on to this gig forever. Late last week,
yeah,
he resigned from his position. And nobody understood why, because he hasn't held the job for all that long.
Yeah.
On Friday, ESPN reported that he was being investigated after an employee discovered that union funds had been used for a car service for a popular South Florida strip club. To quote the story from ESPN, one receipt shows Howell was picked up in a sedan at the Fort Lauderdale Airport on Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The car's first stop was by a Miami address, where the driver was hired to wait 7 hours outside. 8 hours later, at 6 in the morning, the car dropped him off at his luxury condo. That address was the strip club, apparently.
Okay.
Is it a massive scandal that a guy who runs a union is using union funds at a strip club?
No. Because usually, I mean, they entertain clients and stuff, right?
Okay, yes.
But he is it's a union.
Yeah.
Do they, outside of the, I mean, he's not a sales guy.
No, but I mean, you do have to, like, wine and schmooze. Dine. Yeah.
All right.
There's another example.
But you did it till 6 o'clock in the morning at a strip club.
Well, a lot of schmoozing. Yeah. Another example.
I think the Cheetah 3 closes around 2.
During the NFLPA summit, a big meeting, Howell, the former executive, accompanied by two union employees, went to Magic City Strip Club, like the most famous strip club on the planet, for an outing that included $2,426 worth of charges, including cash withdrawals ranging from $200 to $525.
So he's doing this all on the dime
of
the Players Association? That's what he's being accused
of? Well, yes, that's the accusation. But again, if I'm...
You're the top guy.
How do you not spin, I am doing this work for you? Right? Because I get that strip clubs can be seen for like by some people as a seedy place.
Yeah.
But like if our boss's boss, who was here the other day. If we found out that he had spent $10,000 in a strip club of the company's money, I would assume that was for the company.
Yeah. Yeah, he's working.
Yeah. I mean, are you offended by this guy spending company money on a strip club?
No, unless he's just going there because he likes to go to strip clubs.
Right. If you can't prove that there was a purpose.
Right. Like, let's say he's just got a fetish for strip clubs.
Understood. And I think that's
what. Maybe he's going more. Maybe the amount of visits has increased.
Okay.
Then you might start to look at it a little suspiciously.
All right. If you want to talk about what this guy just gave up.
Oh, I'm sure it's a fortune.
He was making $3.6 million a year.
How much?
$3.6 million just in his job doing this.
God damn.
Yeah. And he lost it because of strip clubs.
Yes.
In 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Because it also seems like the strip club, now he's an older cat, he looks like he might be in his 60s.
Yeah.
But like if you're going to blow your money blowing up your life, it seems like an old school place to do it.
It really is.
Right?
Yeah.
Like when's the last time you heard of a guy losing everything because of a strip club?
My buddy. That was 20 years ago.
Exactly.
He just did it to himself. It was his company.
Like if you're a high profile CEO, why not get busted having an affair with your coworker at the Coldplay concert like other people have been doing?
Yeah, do it the right way.
Thank you. Because you can't spin out of that. No. There's no spinning out of that.
No, there's evidence.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the former now executive director of the NFL Players Association. His name is Lloyd Howell Jr. He resigned his position last week. We found out a couple days later that there was an investigation opened into him spending union funds on visits to strip clubs.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing.
What's that?
The fact that he couldn't like talk his way out of this?
That's also shocking, man. You're a union guy.
That makes me glad if I'm in this union. He's not ahead of this union anymore, right?
It could be. Yeah.
Like, if you're negotiating,
like you couldn't come up with something.
This is what you do.
Story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, think about, like, if you talk about, like, the dirtiest of unions from back in the day.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bad, bad, bad. I mean, like, look at what Jimmy Hoffa got away with for years and years and years and years before he just completely disappeared. Now, granted, it ended poorly.
Yes, it did.
But he was able to spin all sorts of stuff.
Good run.
Hold on to his money.
He
hold
built
on
Vegas, to... buddy.
Brighter, brighter.
Buddy, buddy.
Buddy, buddy.
Would have been good if he nailed it. If you found out you had a friend that was spending $2,000 a week in strip,
I did.
Like right now.
On their
own. Oh, now.
$2,000 a week, their own money in strip clubs. Is that a sad man?
Oh, yeah. Because there are, I mean, the strip clubs always had that culture of guys. It's not even about the girls. It's like, it's almost like a fetish just to go there and hang out and they become like friends.
It's
I told
a status
you,
thing.
Not even status. Like I knew guys that knew all the girls, took them to like their appointments, bought them presents. Like, they almost thought of him as, like, family.
Okay.
And one guy, two guys I know had businesses, and one guy tanked his business. He left it all at the club. And he was just going all day.
It's just like his community center?
Yeah, it was like his drug.
Well, but, I mean, they are selling companionship.
Right.
If you're someone without a companion.
Yeah.
This guy was married with six kids.
Just because someone's married doesn't mean they have a companion.
I understand. Put that on a t-shirt.
Well, I'm just saying, this guy obviously didn't have a companion. He blowed all his money just to hang out with...
And by the way, she was a smoke show.
His wife was.
Oh, yeah.
Should we be going to strip clubs then? What are we missing?
I'm too old for the club.
Obviously, I was joking.
I'm too old for the club anyway.
Although, after what happened with my wife in the front yard, honey, you like it. Yeah, I'm going to go get some lap dances.
You never want to be the oldest guy at the strip club, sitting there by yourself, drinking.
Yeah, I don't have that problem. You would. You're right.
I do.
Yeah, you're right.
I do.
Although, do young guys go to strip clubs now?
I don't know.
252 WCMF? It doesn't seem like a very Gen Z thing to do. We know they don't drink as much.
Yeah, what are they doing here?
I don't know. Just looking at boobies?
Well, plus it's also, they would think it's demeaning to women.
Well, again, you have this blanket idea of what every of Gen Z guy is. Like, I mean, boobies are boobies, man.
No, but I mean, they
put
may
that
be,
on a t-shirt.
But they may be afraid of getting caught because it looks bad that way.
I would think like there's still like bachelor parties going to those, like for that reason.
So,
right?
So the last three bachelor parties I went to, no
you
strip.
Were lame.
Yeah, but you were.
You were at the ball game.
That was fun.
But you were going to bachelor parties a little bit late for guys that are a little bit older.
Oh no, I'm saying like yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. But I would think the older the guy, the more likely you are to go to
the
strip.
Oh, yeah. You have more money to spend.
Exactly. And, like, the less taboo it would be.
Yeah.
Because, like, look, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not a going to a strip club guy, but if I was in a bachelor party, like, we're going to a strip club, I'm going with them to the strip
club.
Sure. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like, no.
Can you think of the last time you were with a group of guys at a strip club?
Okay, I'll tell you the exact last time I was at a strip club, and I think you might have been with me.
I was there?
Were you there?
Oh, you were at Disappointment? I love that joint.
Me? And a bunch of other people here at work, we all went out drinking. I thought you were with us.
I think this was just before I started here,
okay.
Because I remember hearing the story.
Yeah, we were all out drinking, and one of the girls in the group.
Oh, like, yeah, like yeah. Commandeered the whole group.
And
right?
Like, we're going to the strip club, yeah. And we were like, okay.
Right.
And we just sat and had twice the price
well, this
beers.
This wasn't how Timmy got his nickname, right? Terrible Time Timmy?
It might have been.
Could have.
Okay. No, I wasn't there
different
for that.
Night? Okay.
I was not there for that.
Okay. Right.
I could have swore you were with us.
I don't remember going to a strip club with
okay,
you.
Maybe not. Maybe it was that other blonde chick I used to work with.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.